creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Min Nguyen.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. All right, creative folks. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about public speaking, specifically for a pitch meeting that you have or in a professional entrepreneurship setting where you're presenting your idea to your boss or to your client or to anyone that is listening to the concept for the very first time. So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. These are the do's and don'ts of public speaking in an entrepreneurship or professional setting. All right. I'm just going to level with you guys a quick little disclaimer. I feel like I am the least qualified person to record this episode. In fact, I recorded this episode. This is probably my, I don't even know, I lost count, my 10th recording of this episode, because as I was listening to my other takes, I noticed I made so many of those mistakes that I told you guys not to make. That is how prevalent these mistakes are, at least in my everyday life. I'm a very nervous public speaker. I'm just going to put that right out there. I sound pretty awkward and I'm trying to improve upon it myself. So if I make any of these mistakes in this episode, please be merciful and kind to me because I'm still improving and still trying to grow as a public speaker. Because I think the reason why I have such an awkwardness about this is because my job is illustration and art directing. And there are instances where I do have to do public speaking. And there are instances where I have to speak with a setting of people that are unfamiliar with my ideas or unfamiliar with what I'm trying to say. So I have to be very conscious and very aware of that. And I have to be very articulate with my wording in a way that's conveying my ideas. So I've gotten better over the years. So the last time I actually gave a pitch in a professional setting was at the Creative Folks. It was last December of 2020. And it was our end of the year Creative Folks meeting. It was a proof of concept for an idea I had for the company. Unfortunately, that's all I can really reveal at the moment. And we can talk about it more in the future when Tammy and I have solidified the idea. But anyways, that is my experience with pitching, at least at the Creative Folks. And I've done it again in the past where I even pitched the idea to even have the Lightning Rod. I did a pitch meeting to name the Lightning Rod. I did a pitch meeting to show off the art for this concept, this proof of concept. So I have done it before professionally. I've done it in schools and in academic settings before the Creative Folks and after the Creative Folks. So I would say my experience level professionally and academically giving a pitch, it's moderate. I'm not an expert at it and I'm not a genius at it. So let's just dive right in and talk about those do's and don'ts now, just to give you that preface about who I am and my experience with it. And I noticed whenever I do public speaking, now, this is the biggest mistake that I still make personally, is I tend to talk very quickly. And I think it's a combination of me being very nervous, but also just naturally, I am a very fast speaker. On a scale of one to Ben Shapiro, I'm like maybe about a solid 6 or 7. I'm no Ben Shapiro. That guy talks like a mile a minute. And a lot of people tend to mock him over it. There's a lot of memes about how quickly this man talks. So whenever you're conveying an idea, especially if it's an idea that no one has ever heard before, try to speak as slowly as possible, or not as slowly as possible, but try to speak slower than you typically do outside of like a professional setting. So whenever I'm talking with my friends or whenever I'm talking with whoever on the street, like I'm just meeting with some people that I know, I tend to talk a lot quicker. But in this specific instance, you are trying to give information about your brand. You're trying to give information about what you are selling. So that information has to be clear to whoever is listening. And the fastest way to lose that clarity is to speed up the information and they're missing what you're saying, or they're just not, it's just too quickly and they ask to have you repeat yourself. And that's happened to me before, where I tend to talk very quickly, and then whoever is listening to me, they ask me to repeat myself. In fact, I remember one of my very first pitch meetings, I had my my listener ask me, can you repeat yourself? I'm sorry, I missed what you just said. Could you repeat yourself? And that was a little awkward. So be mindful of that and just talk in a slower pace. It really, really helps. So this next point, I'm just looking at my notes right now and oh Lord. Okay. The next point I am so guilty of. I really, truly am. And I can only give advice that has helped me to get better at this is avoiding the word like and the sound So like when people talk like this, or like when they do that all the time, like all the time, you see what I mean? The way that I just talked right there, it really breaks up the sentence and it breaks up the flow of the information that you're trying to convey. So I noticed when I first started making this mistake was when I was using the microphone app on my phone. So whenever I write, I tend to be a little bit of a slower typer. So I started using the microphone app on Messenger and I'll just literally turn it on and I'll start talking. And when I read through what I was literally saying out of my mouth, I was really speechless, honestly, like truly, truly, truly speechless. As I was reading this block of text that I wrote to my friend, I started counting like 3 or 4 likes. And it got ridiculous. Like I was reading over it where I was reading like 2 or 3 blocks of text that I was writing to my friend. And in that maybe 3 blocks, there were 10 instances where I used the word like. And that was a huge problem for me. That was the first time ever that I visually saw how many times I say the word like in a sentence. So it took just using the microphone app on my phone and just talking normally and just seeing the tangible physical evidence of that made me want to change and made me want to avoid using like and So that was, I don't know if that's a helpful tip for you guys, but if you say like and a lot, one of the helpful tips that I like to do is, yeah, use the microphone app, see how many times you use like and and then just omit it. Go in there and delete the like and delete the that you have said from the text. And then you see how clear the sentence is. You see how much more like lucid it is. It's just a more clear and lucid sentence. And one thing that I like to do is I like to take little pauses. If I'm still searching for a word or if I'm unsure of what I'm saying, my sentence will still sound awkward. I'm pretty sure I sound a little awkward right now because I'm doing that. I'm taking a little bit of a pause if I'm searching for the right words. But personally, I feel like that's a little bit better than saying like and all the time, especially if you're in a professional setting and someone listens to a lot of public speakers. They listen to somebody who speaks a lot in like whether that be a teacher or whether that be a client, they will catch those little mistakes. I started catching those mistakes when I started student teaching for 6 months. And that was another instance too, when I started catching the mistakes. So I caught it in myself first. And then when I was very hyper aware and hyper vigilant about that in myself, I started noticing that in my students. And there was one student where he was standing up in front of me and he said like and at least. I started counting after like maybe the 5th time. It was like every other word or sentence was like and and it was a little distracting. So if you're nervous or if you tend to say like and a lot, try to just take a small pause and yeah, use the microphone app and just omit every single time you say like and and read the sentence back and just get into that practice of that. And that's helped me a lot. I don't know if that will help you, but that's just a useful tool that has really, really upped my game. And I still make that mistake, by the way. Nobody's perfect. I've probably made that mistake in this episode already. So do not beat yourself up over it. These are really, really, really hard traits to break. So another thing, and I think this is the last point that I have for just general tips about speaking, is you don't have to use big words to sound smart or to sound like you know what you're talking about. that is so not important. And I think that's a big mistake that I see more so in students than in industry professionals. A lot of students, especially when they write an essay and they're reading the essay out loud or they're trying to convey their ideas verbally, they try to use these big, really pretentious, ostentatious words. And it's so not necessary. It really, really, really is not necessary. Because sometimes I notice that people, they actually misuse the word. I've done that before. I've been guilty of that. Like I said, every single one of these mistakes I've made, I've been guilty of, where I thought to myself, oh, I have to sound smarter. I have to sound more intellectual to these people. So I'm going to use big words. And then no, you just sound pretentious. And really, if you use the word wrong, it just looks unprofessional. So it's okay. And no, it's really, frankly, classist and really ableist anyways. Like, I don't care. Like, it's okay. Like, it really, really is okay. Talk the way that you are comfortable talking. Be your most authentic self. And that's my last advice. And I'm going to spend the last 5 minutes about this episode talking about that. Being authentically you. That sounds so cheesy. It really does sound cheesy. But at my time in graduate school and at my time listening to industry professionals, listening to my colleagues, my other art professor, art director friends, and listening to art professors, I have noticed that every single one, I've been to so many workshops, so many leadership workshops, so many entrepreneurship meetings, so many like lectures. Oopsie, I just did it. Like, I've been to so many lectures and I've been to so many of these meetings, and every single one of them had this one consistent thing in common, whether they were from Sony Animation, whether they were from Blue Sky, Disney, Pixar, whether they were from a local brand, a mom and pop business. It doesn't matter who you are. You want authenticity. They're buying your idea. They're buying your brand. And I've talked about this point in several, several episodes on the Lightning Rod. And it sounds so cheesy. I know it does. But being yourself and giving your audience your experience is not cringy. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's nothing to be ashamed of, or it's nothing to downplay. It is an experience, and it's your lived experience, and you're bringing yourself to this table. And yes, when they're buying your brand, they're also going to be collaborating with you. So having that authenticity, having that passion, having that energy, it sells the idea. I will not listen to somebody that's trying to be somebody else, okay? People can smell through that instantaneously. They have a hyper awareness for it, especially for my creative entrepreneurs who want to go into the entertainment industry. I am telling you this. I have listened. I went to like 3 or 4 workshops from people who worked at Netflix, from people who worked in entertainment. And that was, I must have attended last year alone, like 10 different workshops. And all 10 of them, I swear to you, all 10 of them, they said, if you're trying to be someone else, that is the quickest way that we're not going to buy your idea. That is the fastest way that we're going to reject you, is when you're not true to yourself, or you're trying to be like another show. You're trying to be another concept. It's not going to work. If you have an idea that is true to your experience, there's nothing to be ashamed of. That is everything. Your voice is important. Your ideas matter. You are a collection and an accumulation of the media you watch, and you are an accumulation of your lived experience, an accumulation of the world around you, and letting that experience just flow through you and your art or whatever idea that you're pitching, whether it's a food chain restaurant or whatever else, that is the embodiment of the accumulation of everything you've experienced rolled together. So own it. Be passionate about it. Speak about it with the highest energy and enthusiasm. And I promise you, you will not be forgotten when you leave the room at the pitch meeting. You will be remembered by every single executive in there, by your professors, by every single person. It's not cringy. So that basically concludes it. And I think that was the most important point. And I kind of went a little bit of a soapbox there, but I really mean it because it is cheesy. It really does sound like obvious advice too, but I'm telling you, I've been to so many meetings with creative entrepreneurs and network executives, and that's the number one thing that they're looking for. There's no secret. It's really, that's it. So I hope that helps. I hope that my advice was helpful for you guys. Let me know if there's something else that I missed. Let me know if, let me know if there's anything you'd like to know next, or if you want me to talk about some of the pitch meetings that I've went to in more detail. I'm always open to ideas from you guys. And like I said earlier on in this episode, I'm still working myself on getting better and improving with you guys. I'm always constantly growing with my listeners. I'm not perfect myself. And if you guys have any advice for me and how to up my game, I'm always welcome to having that dialogue. But until then, my name is Min Nguyen, and I am signing out. Bye!
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.